I'll lead off with a question, and I want to come back to Cool for a moment. What do you see as the biggest advantage for the producer in Cool, and what is the biggest challenge of implementation that you see?
Well, the biggest challenge, I'll go backwards on you. The biggest challenge of implementation is, you know, we've had a lot of people that are unhappy with it. A lot of consumer groups say it's going to be too expensive. So, you know, we get some pressure to say, you know, this is, while it might be a good thing for people to know, it's too expensive, it's too costly. And we don't really need it. One of the issues in developing the regulations was, you know, we have a lot of cross-border traffic. Producers ship calves down from Canada to the U.S. for backgrounding. They go back up there to be processed. Is that U.S. beef? Is it not? We have liability issues about, you know, where we're finishing, where we're not. So, you know, those all get to be challenges. As I mentioned, I think we've worked out a pretty good set of rigs on this issue. The advantage, I believe, you know, is certainly one of Buy America First. I mean, we know where we have American beef, where we don't. And of course, this is not just beef. It's beef and lamb, it's goat meat, and now it's fruits and vegetables as well. So, you know, we'll have those. And as you know, we've already implemented it on the seafood side of things. So, we'll, you know, consumer can go in, they can look and say, this is where my meat is coming from. And they can make the choice. The consumer gets to make a choice of what they want to buy. So if somebody puts a marketing program together to eat beef from a certain state, eat beef from this country only, if a foreign country wants to come in with a marketing program, say, we have the best beef, you know, it brings it into the consumer to make the choice. And of course, consumers making choices is what made America great.
Yep.
So we like that program. The other thing it allows us to do is it allows us, because of the tracking system that we have to have with the producers, to say this is where the beef came from, to be able to put it on the label. We know if it's coming from a different country, from a certain region, from, you know, where it's coming from in the United States, so that if there are issues out there, if there are problems with beef, and we certainly don't expect them, but if there's problem with those meat and meat products out there, we can trace them back to where they came from. And that's an important issue of the Cool labeling as well.